Buzz Nutter is over the ball at center. Snap back to Unitas. He throws the quick one to Berry. He makes a fine grab at the 10-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 8-yard line. It'll be Baltimore's ball, first down and goal to go. John Unitas throwing the quick pass. Got the snap from center. Just straightened up and fired it as Berry, the left end, cut over the middle. Sam Huff made the tackle. Ball spotted at the 8-yard line, and it's Baltimore's ball, first down and goal to go. A 12-yard pass from Unitas to Berry. And now with the Giants calling for a timeout, the score is Baltimore 17, the Giants 17.
Today, more than half the smokers in America prefer cigarettes without a filter. If you're one of this happy majority, here's a good idea. You get a full helping of flavor in today's Philip Morris. You get it mild, and you get it without a filter. This is what most people say they want in a cigarette today. And if you're one of them, you're bound to go for Philip Morris. So if you like mildness, but don't like filters, try Johnny's suggestion. You will get a full helping of flavor. You will get it mild, and you will get it without a filter. That's what the majority of people like. And that's Philip Morris. Next time you shop, why not pick up a carton, in pack or box?
The Baltimore Colts, tied with the New York Giants 17-17 in this sudden death, extra period, have the ball on the 8-yard line, first down, goal to go. Play will be held up now. A fan running out on the field with three of New York's finest trying to corner him. And they get him down at about the 22-yard line. Now there are four or five policemen escorting him off the playing field. Many of the fans are down surrounding the gridiron. The Baltimore Colts started their huddle. The referee, Ron Gibbs, went back in there to say something to them. The Colts have marched from their own 20-yard line on the passing of Unitas, who has hit on about 66% of his throws this afternoon, and some great clutch catching on the part of left-hand Ray Berry. Also, another important play on this drive was an 8-yard pass, a flare pass to Alan Amici. So here we go, with the ball on the 8-yard line. First down and goal to go. And a touchdown ends the ball game, remember. Unitas calls the signals. He gives to Amici, and Amici piles into about the 6-yard line. Hit by Sam Huff. Amici did move the ball right out and straight in front of the goalpost, as well as gain about a yard to the 7-yard line. So it'll be second down and 7 yards to go. A tremendous football game all the way. Baltimore held a 14-3 halftime lead. The Giants came back to go out in front 17-14. And then Myra of Baltimore kicked a field goal with just seconds remaining to tie it up and send it into the sudden death overtime. Baltimore at the line of scrimmage, second down 7. Unitas at quarterback calls, he throws. Oh, a flare pass out to the right. It's good to Mutchler, down to about the 1-yard line. Jim Mutchler calling in a Johnny Unitas throw. The ball is being spotted at about the 2-yard line. Unitas has been sensational here this afternoon. They're down about a yard and a half to go. He is now connected on 27 out of 40. The Colts at the line of scrimmage. Flanker to the right. The ends are tight. Unitas takes. He gives to Amici, and the ball game is over. Alan Amici has scored the touchdown, and the Baltimore Colts are the professional football champions of the world. That's the end of the game. The final score, Baltimore 23, the New York Giants 17. We'll be back in a moment with a final wrap-up of today's game.
This is Regis Tooney. High-grade sliced bacon is the sweetest tasting bacon you can buy.
In a taxi.
You know why? Because only high-grade sliced bacon is sweetenized. That's high-grade's exclusive curing process. High-grade sliced bacon is never salty. Always sweet-tasting, lean, and delicious, the way bacon was meant to be. So do yourself a favor the next time you shop. Get the only bacon that's sweetenized, high-grade sliced bacon. In some areas, high-grade's bacon is sold as Kingen's or Karsten's high-grade. It's all the same fine, sweetenized bacon for the finest quality made by high-grade. And say, high-grade also makes Jerdon Deluxe Bacon, Virginia's finest, slow-cured, the old-fashioned way.
For the finest quality made by high-grade.
The Baltimore Colts, coached by Wade Eubank, are champions of the professional football world. After the Giants had come back and looked like they were on their way to victory, the Colts did a turnabout and came back when Steve Meyer kicked a field goal with just about 15 seconds remaining in regulation time to tie it up at 17-17. And then in this unprecedented extra period, sudden death period, the Baltimore Colts marched 80 yards for the winning touchdown with Alan Amici bouncing over from a yard and a half out to give the Colts the 23-17 win. And now here for the recap is Joe Bolden.
The recap isn't going to be very long because anyone who's listened has listened to one of the great stories, the great sports stories of modern years, the first application of the sudden death rule in the National Football League's title playoff history has resulted in the first title for Baltimore and the successful completion of an announced five-year plan which Weeb Eubank, their coach, put into effect when he arrived there 5 years ago. He said it would take him 5 years to be a title contender and to win a title, and that's just what he's done, and he did it with the first application of the sudden death rule. Way back, several hours ago, almost 3 hours ago to be exact, you will recall that New York went out in front by a 3-0 score when Pat Summerall kicked a 36-yard field goal with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And that was the score at the end of the first quarter, 3-0, New York Giants leading the Baltimore Colts, the top offensive team in the league. And then Baltimore went to work, and through the first half, incidentally, there were a succession of fumbles and one or two intercepted passes, which indicated the tremendous tension under which these two teams were playing. And it took them almost the first half to really settle down. In that second quarter, Baltimore moved to a touchdown, 86 yards in 13 plays. Baltimore moved to their first touchdown when one of those fumbles we were speaking about, Frank Gifford's fumble, recovered by Kraus, gave the Colts the ball on the New York 20-yard line. It took Baltimore just four plays to move to the first touchdown scored by the Colts, and that was racked up by Alan Amici on the fourth shot. Four plays, 20 yards. Amici went 1 yard for the touchdown with 12 minutes and 35 seconds to go in the second period. Steve Meyer added the extra point to make it 7-3, and then another succession of fumbles finally resulted in a fumble by Gifford on the Baltimore 14-yard line that was recovered by Dan Joyce, and from there, Baltimore now launched the first steady march of the game. Moved some 13 plays, 86 yards to the touchdown scored by Johnny Unitas to Raymond Berry. Touchdown counter of 11 yards that made it 13-3. Then Meyer added the extra point to make it 14-3. And at the end of that was the score at halftime. Baltimore leading New York 14-3. And it looked as though Baltimore might go on ahead and win comfortably and decisively in the second half. But that doesn't take into consideration the fact that in the third period, Baltimore did move to the New York Giants at 1 foot line, actually, all the way down into New York Giant territory. In the course of their drive, they had four cracks at it. The New York Giants' defensive line was absolutely superb in staging one of the greatest goal line defenses we've ever seen. Threw back Baltimore's every effort, and then New York took over the ball and moved 86 yards in, moved 90 yards actually in five plays, with 86 of them coming on one of the weirdest plays you'll ever see. Kyle Roach caught a forward pass in the middle of the Baltimore secondary, was tackled from behind as he was racing with a clear field, fumbled, the ball went ahead of him. Alex Webster, who had been behind him, caught up, raced for the ball, picked it up, and raced it all the way down to the 1 yard line of Baltimore, from which point New York scored to sending Mel Tripper pile driving over the middle of the line for 1 yard to make it 14-9. Summerall's extra point made it 14-10 with 3 minutes 45 seconds to go of the third period. Baltimore still leading, remember. And then in the final period, New York moved 81 yards in four plays, with Connolly hitting Gifford with a touchdown pass to send New York out in front 16-14. The extra point was added by Summerall with 17 to make it 17-14 with 50 seconds gone of the final period. The two teams battled neck and neck through the final period of regulation time before Baltimore launched a drive and moved on that drive from their own 14 to tie the ball game in this fashion. And these, I think, are the significant plays of the game. Baltimore's drive to tie it up, and then Baltimore's drive for the winning touchdown in the sudden death overtime. Baltimore took over on their own 14, and a pass to Muchler was no good. One to Dupre missed fire. One to Moore was good for 25 yards. To Dupre was missed. To Berry, Raymond Berry's been one of the great money players of this game. Berry caught one for 25 to move the ball to the 50-yard line. Then Unitas hit Berry again for 15 yards to move it to the 35. Then Unitas hit Berry for 21 yards to the 14-yard line. And they were racing against the clock. Only 7 seconds remained when Steve Myra, at this point, kicked the field goal that 20 yards that tied it up 17-17 and forced the game into the first application of the sudden death rule in the National Football League history. And after a 3-minute waiting period, the two teams went at it again. New York's Giants won the toss, by which the sudden death is determined, took over on their own 20, moved it, took the ball just three plays, then kicked. And there Baltimore pulled up its belt and went to work. Baltimore took over on their own 20 and moved 13 plays to the touchdown scored by Alan Ameche with 4 out of 5 completions by Johnny Unitas, who was tremendous this afternoon. That was the story, and 23-17 is the final score. Baltimore winning, and here is Bill McColgan once again.
Well, Joe, there's not much to add to that except that I'd like to say it's been a real pleasure working with you, and I hope that we might be able to do it again sometime. This game has been brought to you by the Philip Morris Incorporated of Richmond, Virginia. On behalf of two of their fine products, Marlboro, the filler cigarette with better makings, more flavor, more filter, more cigarette. And Philip Morris, the cigarette designed for those of you who like mildness but prefer a non-filter cigarette. And by Clinton Engines Corporation, world's largest manufacturer of the most complete line of air-cooled gasoline engines. Look for the Clinton Arrowhead, international symbol of quality. And by the High Grade Food Products Corporation and its Kingen, Karstens, and Deerfoot Farms divisions, serving America with over 2,000 fine food products from 52 plants coast to coast. For the finest quality made by High Grade. Our thanks to our NBC engineer, Joe Sterniolo, our statisticians, Al Spanger, and Kevin Daly. This broadcast was produced by NBC sports editor, Paul Jonas.